What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's recap for some of you guys Leah and her story. We were all pretty intrigued by this on Friday.
Previously on The Burt Show.
It's my first date in 25 years. I was married for 15 years. I got diagnosed with cancer, and I left the doctors that day, and my husband and I had gone in separate cars. I went home, and he never came home. I didn't know where he was all weekend, and on Monday morning I called, and he had quit his job. And my son is a football player for the school, and I just kind of randomly met this man at the football game, and we struck up conversations. This week he said, we've kind of hung out and all that, but let's go on a real date.
Okay, so that was Leah from Friday. I mean, imagine that. You're driving home thinking you're going to see your husband after you get the
You're upset.
Yeah.
And you need his support, and he wasn't there and never showed up again. Weird.
Hey, Leah, we didn't get to get into this with you on Friday, but at what point did you realize, okay, this man is not coming home?
He just didn't run by Publix real quick for some chicken salad.
Maybe within 2 hours, I'm like, something's gone wrong, you know, and calling cell phone, no one's answering.
Do you call the cops at any point? Go, oh my God, he must have run off the road or there had to have been a wreck?
On Saturday, I called every hospital I could think of. But he had kind of freaked out the first time there was a disconnect, so I thought, okay, he's trying to deal with this. You know, when I found out on Monday that he'd quit his job and someone knew where he was, and I went and talked to him, he was like, no. I've got to have a new life. You're selfish if you don't let me go. I've only got maybe 6 months to meet someone, get married, and have them ready to take care of our children. Just cruel stuff, you know.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Like, I hung in there with you one time. I mean, it's really not fair to ask me to do it again, you know, just so things like that.
You were leaving the doctor's office the day that you found out your cancer came back when he bailed?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Never came home that day.
Wow.
So cruel.
Forever, really. He never really came back, ever.
Do you think that's what helped you beat it? Is because you knew you had to be there for your kids?
Absolutely, because, I mean, he filed for divorce immediately. We were divorced very quickly. 2 weeks later, he said he was getting married to this 19-year-old girl. And I said, I survived because that 19-year-old bimbo and that crazy man were not going to raise my children.
Good for you.
How old was he at the time?
39.
And he was married a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay.
But enough about the bad stuff.
Yeah, let's
enough about the past. Enough about the past.
Yeah. So now we fast forward, and obviously that takes a while to get over, and you've got other focuses in your life.
Right.
So
I spent the last 10 years surviving, going back to school, and just kind of establishing a life for me and my kids.
All right. And you and this guy have seen each other through Little League games, baseball games, and all that. You sat shoulder to shoulder, and he made the move and said, you know what? This is the weekend. You and I need to do something a little bit more than just go and watch a baseball game. We need to go out and have some dinner or something.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling about it going? You must have been so nervous, so much anxiety.
I was very nervous and very excited just to do something fun after, you know, I've enjoyed my life. I'm not saying that, but just to do something fun, you know, just for me and something I wasn't working hard at and planning and just something, you know, fun after all these years.
Sure. All right, so he sets the date up. Was he going to come and get you? Were you guys going to meet somewhere?
We were going on Friday night to our son's high school baseball game. It was a tournament. So then Saturday morning, you know, guys had to be dropped off at the bus like 3 hours before the game. So he was going to drop his son off at the bus, come over. We were going to have breakfast, go to those two games on Saturday, and then go home and go out on a date.
Okay.
things didn't go well.
Oh, no. What happened?
All this time I've known him since last August. You know, I'm sensitive to somebody not being like a man, like being a wimp about things. And I've seen him interact with his kids and his friends and my son and my friends. I never had a glimpse of any kind of wimpiness at all until Friday night.
Uh-oh.
So I got a glimpse of the trouble then. We went to the game, no problem. Afterwards, people were going to go to this little pizza place in town. Usually, you know, I drive and maybe he's there, some other people there, but I actually rode with him. And on the way there, his son's cell phone rings, and I hear him saying where we're going, and I heard him say my name, Miss Leah. Oh, Mom, Miss Leah, Dad's friend. So I didn't think anything about it, but we go to the restaurant. We go to this little buffet line and get salad and sit down, and we're eating, we're talking, and this woman walks up.
Oh, no.
And I saw the look on his face like, uh-oh. And she sets this huge shopping bag down on the table, like in between me and him, this big, tall shopping bag. And he says, what are you doing? She goes, Christmas shopping, just out and about. It's April. But anyway, she introduces herself as his ex-wife. And I'm just kind of like, well, okay. Hello, nice to meet you. But she just keeps standing there and talking. And I'm like, okay, I'm finished my salad. I'm going back over to the line to get away from this. There were four of us sitting at a table for six. So there were two empty chairs down at the end of the table. So I get up and I go back through the line. And I come back and she has moved my jacket and my purse and my plate to the end of the table. And she's sitting in my spot. And I look at him and he just kind of has this blank look on his face.
Mm-mm.
My son's 18 years old. He's a senior in high school. He leans over me and goes, Mom, what's going on here? And I said, I have no idea. He said, well, I'm going to go outside or I'm going to punch the guy in the nose. And I'm like, okay, I'll meet you out there in a minute. So he goes outside. I go outside. I'm calling every friend I know. Like, I'm so mad that I don't have my own car, so I can't get out of there. But and then I think, oh, my baseball bag is in his car. Well, it wasn't a few minutes. None of my friends are answering. He comes out, and so I ride with him back to the school.
Well, what was his explanation about this? Like, what?
He didn't say a word in the car.
Oh,
so when we got back, and he walked me over to my car. I said, look, that was bizarre. I feel like I was in some kind of weird soap opera. Like, you cannot let that happen again. Like, you have to set boundaries with her or something. I said, because that made me feel really weird, and it was like you didn't stand up for anything. And he was like, oh, okay, I'm so sorry. I didn't want to, her to cause a scene in a restaurant. Mm-mm. I didn't know what she was up to, what was
red
going
flag.
On.
Yeah, big time red flag right there. You're not going to see this guy again, are you?
No.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Yeah, red flag.
We did have plans for Saturday.
Mm-mm.
To my house on Saturday morning. I was going to fix breakfast. He comes to the door, and when I open the door, I see this woman pull in my driveway.
What?
No way!
Psycho!
Not. Is she following him?
She steps out of the car, and she goes, where are we? I was following you to the game. Well, it's like 3 hours before the game was going to start.
Holy
my gosh.
She's nuts.
Get rid of him.
So I said, handle this. So he goes out there, and he talks to her, and he comes in, and he says, she's just going to sit in the cul-de-sac and
fall.
No!
You've got to be making this up. Are
it's
you
like that,
kidding?
Did you show you didn't go to that movie, Obsessed?
Give me a break.
I really felt like I was in some bizarre soap opera the whole time.
Yeah.
We go to the game, and she sits right beside
us. You still went with
him? Everything I ask him, she answers his questions, and I keep looking at him like, are you going to do something, Well, I finally had enough, and I got up and moved away from the two of them, and I sat with one of my friends. And in the second game, my son slid into home, had a collision with a catcher, and hurt his ankle. The coach said, I think you need to take him to the hospital and have it checked out. So I walk over to him, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but we have to go. Like, I'm supposed to take him to the hospital.
I'm going
to
interrupt you for a second. Why on earth, the night before, when you said that I cannot believe I don't have my own car, did you end up going to the game with this guy?
I know.
What are you doing?
I regret it.
You could have got a ride home with the lunatic in the cul-de-sac.
I know.
She knows where you live.
So he leans forward and he starts like packing our stuff up like we're going to go. And she says, you cannot leave me here. I don't know where I am. And I won't know how to get home. And he kind of slouched back onto the bleachers like he was going to stay. And that was just it.
Wow. What a mess.
So what did you do? How'd you get out of there?
The friend that I had gone to sat with, she had already stood up and she just like pulled him off and took me.
Wow. So he gets zero. I mean, that's done, right? No more chances.
So the date never happened, of course. Okay. I was not going to go out with him after
that. I'm shocked that you gave him Saturday.
What a wimp.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, I gave him that chance. Like, you need to talk to her and you need to handle this.
You're better off because that's a huge red flag. Even if she wasn't in the situation, you got an idea of how he handles situations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Wimpiness is not something I'm going to put up with. I have done and been through too much. I don't need that.
Right. Yeah.
Agreed. I'm blown away about her following him over to your house and then camping out.
Yes.
And then that crazy woman knows where I live.
Yes.
That's no more. So sorry. That's the first way you have to come out of this thing in 25 years.
That's disappointing.
The good news is he set the bar so low for you that the next eight can't be that bad.
Yeah. True.
All right, Leah. Thanks for sharing with us. We appreciate it. Sorry it didn't work out that well.
That sucks.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a crazy woman.
There must still something's going on still between
the
doormat
dude and the ex-wife. They must still be dabbling in something for her to be acting like that.
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, so let's backtrack here a little bit. April Fool's Day. I feel about April Fool's Day the same way Jeff Dollar feels about Halloween.
I just, for whatever reason, Halloween bugs me. So I don't participate.
Hurts my heart, but that's okay.
I appreciate Melissa's, passion for it. Mm-hmm. But for me, I just don't. I don't know why. I don't know. I just have never gotten into Halloween. I think I've only been to one Jack-O-Lantern. I think I've only been to one in the eight that we've done.
Just not into it. Don't feel like engaging it. Just
hook kids up. You come to my door and knock. You get candy.
You always appreciate how it allows women to be.
Whore-ish.
Yes.
I definitely appreciate looking at the picture gallery from Big Wicked. If I was a single dude, there'd be no place I would not be the weekend of Halloween other than our party. And I appreciate Melissa's passion for it.
Passion for it is different than Jeff's. That whole comment is something I'm not into.
It's not so much April Fool's Day that I have a problem with. It's April Fool's Day on morning shows that I have the real problem with, because
the jokes.
I've been doing this quite a while, and I've never really. I mean, in the amount of time I've been doing this, I've heard maybe one or two total that were good, and the rest of them are just so stupid. And I just think the audience is smarter than that, and they're just so dumb. Like a couple of years ago, somebody one morning show was playing the sounds of like cats underneath them talking on the air and during the commercial, so people would think there was a cat in the car. Stupid. We all listened to it. We all came in here the next day and we're like, that show is so stupid.
Which, because they executed it poorly.
Well, for 7 years now, these guys have wanted to do something and I've been strong on it. No. Dumb. So finally I was beat down and I said, okay, let's go ahead. I'm going to prove my point to you guys this year. And last year it was suggested that we take Hayden to a tattoo parlor.
Your son.
My son Hayden.
Is six.
He's six now. He was five last year. Take him to a tattoo parlor. We'll have some makeup artist come on in. They'll put a fake tattoo on his arm. We'll go to a psycho tattoo or whatever, and we'll pretend we're putting a tattoo on him. And we'll put the pictures up on the website, and people will call, and they will complain left and right. How could you do this to your five-year-old? It's inhumane. Take the child away. And I thought, there is nobody in our listening audience that will buy that for one second. We're going to spend all morning long talking about it, and nobody. We will not get one call, so let's not do it. So I fought him off last year, and we're in our post-show meeting, and they're beating me down, and they're beating me down. So finally, I think to myself, I said, all right, let's prove this point. This is going to be the year. So I say, fine, let's go. Bethany comes over, and she puts the same tattoo that I have on my arm. Mm-hmm. She fakes one on my six-year-old's arms. Hayden.
You have their initials, your kid's initials on your arm.
HLW. We all have the same initial. Then I go up to Psycho Tattoo and with Hayden and my wife Stacy and Hollis. And Hayden sits in the tattooer's chair. He brings the tattoo gun out. There's no needle attached or anything. But we pretend to mock this tattoo Hayden's arm.
And Hayden's acting skills. Bert has been bragging about this for a long time. But those pictures, I mean, when I first saw that one picture of his fear, brilliant. You were even concerned.
Yeah. He was so good at it that as soon as we were done, I called Tracy and I started to waver a little bit. I started thinking maybe somebody will buy it because Hayden, and this is all based on Hayden. The tattoo came out so real, and Hayden is sitting in this chair and he's acting and you could see the fear in his eyes.
And he can make himself cry.
And he can make himself cry too. This is why the kid wants to get into acting, right?
Oh, he should.
He's so good at it.
You need to get him into acting right now. He needs to be on a soap opera or
seriously.
Something.
Didn't you say, Hayden, there's no need to be scared? And he was like, what, Dad? I'm in character. Isn't this what you wanted me to do?
Well, because this is the progression of things. The first couple of seconds he's in the chair, he was fine, right? And then they brought the tattoo gun out, and that's a pretty intimidating looking thing.
Sure.
So there's about 10 seconds there where he's like, what's going on here? What are you guys doing? And he's nervous for about 10 seconds. And that's when I'm taking all the pictures. And then he bought into it. And then he started acting so well. I'm like, Hayden, why are you freaking out? You know, there's no needle in there. Nothing's going to happen to you. And he stops. And he goes, you told me to act. And aww. I said, okay. And then he went, switched it right back on.
Love it. He was in character.
Awesome. Totally in character. God. Didn't break character, right?
Beautiful pictures.
If you hadn't told me what a good actor he was, I would have thought that you told him that he was really getting a tattoo in order to freak him out. And then you're like, look, dude, we're not going to turn the needle on.
Which you couldn't do to a kid. You just couldn't do that to him. You couldn't do that to him.
I mean, in theory.
Jeff could.
That's why he's not having kids yet, but you can't do that.
I mean, look, if you're trying to pull off an April Fool's Day joke, then sacrifice your kid.
So the pictures came out so good. I post them on Facebook, and immediately I start to get instant. And by the way, the goal here, the agreement that we had made in the post-show meeting, this is a really important part of this whole thing, is I said to these guys, we won't get one phone call from anybody believes that the Burt's Big Adventure guy has the capability of bringing his six-year-old to a tattoo parlor and actually getting a tattoo. And we won't get one call, y'all, not one.
And we said all it takes is one call. And we said there will definitely be somebody that will call, believe this, and be mad at you.
Now, keep in mind,
It was a phone call is what the bet pay. I mean, pretty much, it was kind of a bet payoff on whether we were going to do April Fool's again or not.
I think we were just trying to prove to each other that is it a good idea or a bad idea.
And so the phone call was the key.
The discussion that we would have is you are listening to the same radio station, and if I'm about to put you in this category, I apologize if it makes you feel silly. But you're listening to the same radio station who receives calls every time they air a president or a presidential candidate cussing. During a televised news conference, claiming that by watching the show on cable on high definition, you will hear the profanity.
And we always get calls.
People always get calls.
So we're of course
we've gotten calls
believe.
From news journalists,
yes,
writers of newspapers.
Sorry about that, but you did call. But
called us up and fought us on the fact that probably wasn't real.
So of course we're going to get a phone call about Hayden's tattoo. Bert said definitely we're going to get one.
If we get one call on it, then we can continue to do April Fool's Day jokes. So I started to get a little nervous because I posted the pictures on Facebook, and immediately I start to get instant messages from irate listeners. How could you do that to your son?
So there were people that believed it.
And I even tried helping the bit because I didn't write back to them saying it was an April Fool's Day joke. I wrote back in these instant messages saying, what's the big deal? He just wants to be like daddy. Or, geez, why is everybody so upset? Thinking that they might call the next day on the show. So we come in here, and all morning long, we're waiting for the one call from one irate listener.
Yes. Melissa and I were looking at each other going, please call. Somebody call.
Somebody.
And I was even like, should I have a friend of mine call?
I'm like, I can get one of my friends to call.
I walked out of here feeling great about things yesterday. It's 10 o'clock. I proved my point. I don't have to come on and gloat today or anything like that. It's done. April Fool's Day jokes are stupid. Our listeners are smarter than that. There will be no April Fool's Day jokes ever on The Burt Show. So I wish the story ended there. And I could say that absolutely nobody bought it because I drive home at about noon yesterday. And as soon as I get into the garage, the babysitter runs out and she meets me in the garage with a panic look on her face. And I said, what's up? And she said, you're not going to believe what's happening in the house right now. I said, what's going on? She said, D-Fax is here.
No way.
I swear to you. Now,
you are kidding me.
My first thought is this is a setup by Jeff.
April
I said,
Fools.
There's no way. This is kind of a common theme. When anything really strange happens to me in my life, my first thought is always, Jeff's behind this.
Dude, I mean, Vegas. Thought.
Well, I'll
I'm
tell you why.
I'm on the other side of the country.
I'll tell you why I started to think that you were behind it. So I'm like, are you kidding? She's like, yes, and they are serious. So I gingerly walk into the house, and sure enough, there's a D-Fax worker.
You're kidding!
My living room, talking to my babysitter. Now, Hayden is in school at this point, so she has Hollis in one hand, and she's talking to this D-Fax worker.
Where is Stacy?
Who wants to check out Hollis also. Stacy's out of the house. Nobody had called her yet. I just got there. The D-Fax worker, I'm assuming, was there maybe 5 minutes, so nobody had called Stacy yet. So I get in there, and this guy is serious. He's like, we got a complaint to the governor's office yesterday. They didn't call D-Fax themselves. They called the governor's office. Now, normally what the governor does is he gives them his office gives them the direct line number to D-Fax. But the worker told me that this person that called to complain was so concerned is a person of such power that the governor's office moved on it quickly. It usually takes you 3 weeks.
Come on.
Swear everything I'm telling you right now, I swear to you on Hayden's fake tattoo is the truth. So they push the file and the case forward. It takes 2 or 3 weeks for a D-Fax worker to get to your house. But because this – and I don't know who it is. He wouldn't tell me. This person called the governor's office. They immediately sent them to my house.
So it's obviously either an elected official or someone.
Is this serious? Are you serious?
A public figure?
If this is an April Fool's Day joke, then it is on me and my family at this point because everything I am reciting to you is the absolute truth so far.
I was thinking that. I mean, I got Bert's tweet and I was like, I bet you I know who came to the house yesterday afternoon. That's what I thought all day yesterday.
I didn't even think about that because you sent that tweet out and I didn't even think that was connected to that at all.
What was your tweet?
Stacey, I just wrote, and I wrote this on Facebook also. I wrote, not entirely shocked by who just showed up, who just knocked at my door. So now the D-Fax worker is there, and he's really serious about it. And he said once they got the call, they all went around my Facebook page, and they were looking at it, and they couldn't tell if it was real or not. They're looking at Hayden's face, and he's doing such a good acting job that they were like, I guess we got to go out there. It doesn't make any sense to us. But we got to go on out to the house. So he does. He comes out yesterday. Hayden's not there, but he's checking Hollis out left and right. And he's asking me questions. And he's asking the babysitter all sorts of questions. And because Hayden is not there, he leaves. And he's actually at my house right now again. Right this second.
Before
Hayden goes to school at 8 o'clock, Hayden and my wife right now at this very second are talking to a D-Fax worker.
Oh, no.
So are you mad at us for making
you
do it?
No, I'm not mad at you.
Then it worked. Our April Fool's Day joke got us a call to Sonny's office. It's the best April Fool's Day joke of all time.
Now, here's where else
freaky,
I thought.
Though.
Yeah, it's really freaky. Now,
I'm in such a world of distrust because of April Fool's that I'm sitting here just like, really?
Yeah, and
really
all day long, up until last night when I went to sleep, I recited one word or one sentence to Stacy probably a dozen times. I want you to swear on your family that this is not an April Fool's Day joke that you're in on. And she said, no, absolutely not. And she was freaked out about it last night. And I got to tell you, when I knew DFAX was coming this morning, I haven't cleaned my office in 4 weeks. It is clean because I figured they were going to go through every room and every office, and the family is freaked.
How do you know the DFAX worker is real?
I feel bad now.
He brought the badge, so I saw the badge, and are you joking with me?
No.
Oh, you are, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm just wondering how you
know. You've got that look on your face.
He does.
You that joke. Yeah. You do.
Because it would be a really bad joke at this point.
I'm not.
Stacey would be really pissed.
I'm not. This shit on the warm line. I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not. I'm just wondering how you knew the DFAX worker was real.
I mean, he had the badge. And we've made a copy of the badge, and we have it up online right now.
Because
at Q100Atlanta.com. And we took the dude's face and his name off.
Are you really behind it?
No.
If dude.
Sure.
Swear to God.
Okay.
Because it almost makes me mad that DFAX would be that fast on you when there's plenty of homes that DFAX needs to be in.
There's
That's
a whole bunch
true.
Of things that just don't make sense to me in this whole story, which is why I still even now believe it's like an April Fool's Day joke.
Huh.
And I thought even
so weird.
I mean, I'm doing every scenario in my head. Like if Jeff was behind this and he told you guys about it, I know that you guys would stand up and you'd say, there's no way that we can do that.
No, that's
it would be too stressful.
Yeah,
Stacy would be a mess. There's no way. So
no,
I thought
that's too serious. And that's
it doesn't
like,
make any sense because the governor's office has a lot more to worry about than I don't know. Whatever.
But I think
I don't put it really on the. And I'm thinking in my head also. The governor's been in this studio 5 times. He knows about Bert's big adventure. Well, everybody in his office knows also. So lot of it's just not making sense.
I mean, I'm not putting it on the governor's office because you have to respond to whatever, but it just sounds weird. It still doesn't sound real to me.
And all I could think of is, even if it was a joke, they couldn't send a real DFAX worker out to my house because if it ever got out that it was a joke, people would be like, you're spending our tax money on joking a radio guy?
Right.
Right.
So if it's a joke, I don't believe the governor's office is behind it at all.
Now, that would be bragging rights if I could get Governor Sonny Perdue to help me out with an April Fool's Day prank using government agencies.
It's like it went too well.
It went too well for one for some really naive, high-powered person.
Like, I don't know like if everyone actually has like a permanent record, but is this something that goes on some permanent record for you?
No,
and
it doesn't.
Stacey?
That was one of my first questions. I asked him yesterday. I'm like, so are we stuck here? Like, if somebody else wants to prank me, are we flagged? And he said, no, there's a division where they just send a DFAX worker out to your house, and if they find nothing, then you go into like the dismissed file. It's never ever red flagged or anything like that.
Dang, but I would hate that if that were the case.
Now let me.
Do you know how many times I spanked my kid in 6 years? Twice.
Right. But let me.
And
ask
even
you
then, I had 48 hours of complete guilty pang.
Because normally you just burn them with
a
cigarette,
question.
Right?
But that
no
since,
jokes.
Since that listener since that listener used the phone to call the governor's office, doesn't that still qualify?
Yes.
Is the fact that we won this whole thing?
Oh, Melissa.
This is the best April Fool's Day
I don't believe the DFAX thing.
Stacey's on the warm line right now, and I firmly believe when I pick her up, she's going to go, dude, I was just messing with you. Because I still, everything's just not making sense to me.
But she swore on her family last night so that she wasn't joking.
She swore on Hayden Hollis and her mother, everybody.
But if her toes are crossed, it doesn't count.
Did you have your fingers crossed?
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Are they there right now?
No, uh-uh.
Was he there this morning and left already?
Yeah.
Was it a joke?
No. whoever did, it's not funny.
Yeah, I don't know that it's somebody did it as a joke or somebody like that was listening was really serious that really thought that we might do that to Hayden.
Whoever it was they have serious issues.
Well,
it's fair. I think
it's
fair.
If they really thought
by the initial joke.
I mean, Hayden was so good.
Yeah.
I mean, he really was, and the makeup was so good that this could have happened out of genuine concern. And if that's the case, then I can't put it on anybody. I'll tell you who the person I'm kicking myself in the ass because I've said for 7 years we don't do these. And the one time I say yes, this is how it ends up. So I'm busting my own ass for not following my gut.
Dude, this is a legendary story. Like, every radio station does there's an amusement park at an intersection, two roads run parallel. Ha, 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 that's funny. And everything the next day, oh, there's crickets running behind all the sun. Ah, that's funny. You had the governor's office involved in your April Fool's Day joke.
I know, but here's what you're missing. Like, from the outside looking in, I'm sure you think it's funny, but when DFAX comes to your home and you're flagged for your kids, it really is a very, very serious thing. Like, I can't find a lot of humor in it.
Right, but now that it's all said and done and everything's fine.
Well,
and
let's talk to Stacey. Yeah. She's on the phone. What happened this morning? Did they see that he did not have a tattoo, and was that enough, or did they still interrogate you?
No, they didn't ask me any questions at all. I mean, he just came to the door, and he was very, very nice, and I went to the door with Hayden because I knew, you know, why he was here. And pulled Hayden's shirt sleeve up so he could see his arm. And he said, nope, doesn't look like there's any tattoo there. And he said, your daddy's a pretty funny guy. And then, you know, that was about it. But he was really sweet to Hayden when he first got here. He was like, you know, like, I hear you're a celebrity and you did a funny joke. And so he was making him feel real comfortable. So he didn't really know, you know, what was going on. We just told him this was some guy that didn't believe daddy's joke and he had to come see for himself.
And, you know, I took his name off of the badge and I took his face off the badge that's posted because I figured you guys wouldn't believe me. That's why I posted the DFAX badge. And I don't know what this guy's name is, but he was a really nice guy yesterday.
Really,
I mean,
he was almost
apologizing for having to be there.
Having to go. So
he did this morning, too. He's like, I'm really sorry that y'all had to go through this or whatever. So, you know, I mean, it's legit, and it's not funny at all. There's nothing funny about it. I'm never going to laugh about it. You know, when somebody, it's just not funny.
Well, I mean,
I don't care if they say it goes in a dismiss file or not. DFAX came to our house for absolutely no reason, for something totally ridiculous, and it just... devastating.
Well, if you're angry, you can't be angry at the person that actually made the call because we don't know what their motivation was. If it was real, then that's a legit call. I think if you have anybody to be mad at, it's me for going along with it, you know?
Man. Well, you guys all thought everybody would understand it's a
joke.
Come on.
I mean, based on the care, like, who I... It's just not possible. That's why I figured... That's why we didn't get one call on it yesterday.
I think it's a badge of honor for your kid, too. I'm bragging about that for the rest of my life.
No,
because you put
such a good actor.
He did do a good job. He did do a great job.
And you know what? I hope Hayden understands the power that he has now you. He turns on those tears in a public place. DFAX will be right back at your house.
You guys need to move to Hollywood this summer and get that kid starting acting in commercials immediately.
Seriously, right? He's got the Academy Award in his back pocket. All right, baby. I'm sorry about it this morning.
Oh my gosh! I'm so sorry that it went to that place.
Yeah,
I'm so shocked.
I cannot believe it.
Yeah, I bet. We were both really, really nervous last night. Like,
we're
looking around the house. Like, is there anything in the house right now that could, you know, somehow, some way indicate to them that we're not good parents? I mean, when you got the threat.
Absurd.
Yeah, it was absurd.
The whole thing is absurd. I mean,
it was so.
God, I like freak out if he has a hangnail.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, we would ever do anything, you know, to hurt him. I'm too soft.
Yeah.
And it was so believable. I mean, it was just that the pictures spoke for themselves.
All right, honey, I'm going to take some calls. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Right.
I might go to Morning Show Boot Camp this year just to brag about this. Seriously.
This is Radio Success Story.
This is the greatest April Fool's Day joke ever.
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Okay, I have some advice for parents. And my advice to you is, especially if you have multiple children, even though that Bert has already done this, but by naming your children the same first initial might come to haunt them in the future. And let me tell you why. Because, as you know, my name is Melissa. My sister's name is Melanie. They both start M-E-L, and they both will come one right after the other on your phone, on an email. And so if you are just thumbing through a text, you know, let's say we want to send a quick text, you might get it wrong, just like Katie Jo did the other day. So Katie Jo decided she's going to send me a little lovey-dovey message and let me know that she's coming home, baby, for a little love, and I love you.
No way.
and sent it to Melanie Clark.
Oh, no. No. How graphic was the text, or was it just a flirty?
She sent it to your sister?
She sent it to my sister.
Oh, no.
Letting my sister know, I'm on my way home, baby, for a little bit of loving. I love you. And my sister wrote her back and said, wrong baby, but I love you too.
That is awesome. So did she call you right away?
She came in, and it was the look on her face. She came in and looked at me and said, oh, God, I just sent a text message to your sister.
This one here, this has got to be pretty common.
Horrible.
If you mistext somebody something really inappropriate, because it just takes one letter, like you said, one letter.
Yes, and again, M-E-L, both last name Carter. It's going to happen, and sure enough, it happened. So my sister had full knowledge of everything that was going on, you know, the other afternoon.
I told these guys a while back that Stacy and I were in Charleston, South Carolina for a weekend by ourselves. And we ended up over at a Wild Wings. And we were getting our drink and getting our party on pretty good by ourselves without the kids and stuff like that. So I went to go text her brother, my brother-in-law, because he loves Wild Wings. That's where you can find him on Fridays and Saturdays. That's where he goes. So my text was something like, I know you're jealous I'm at Wild Wings. And then I started to detail all the partying that we were doing. And I accidentally sent it to her dad. Just one name off.
Just one name off.
Brandon, Don, Brandon. Just one name off.
Did Don respond?
No, he never did. So I think it's one of those things like, I'm going to pretend I didn't get it, and why don't you pretend you didn't send it?
Right.
That's terrible.
Hey, yeah. Jessica, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My boyfriend yesterday accidentally texted my mom telling her that we should get a hotel room this weekend and that we would have a lot of fun.
No.
Yeah.
Do we want to ask how old you are, or is that going to be really uncomfortable for us?
I'm 20.
Okay.
Because you sound like you're about 15.
Yeah. If you were said 13.
I get that so much.
Did your mom write him back?
No, she just acted like she never got it. And he texted her. He's like, oh, sorry.
And you're absolutely sure he accidentally sent that to your mom?
Because
you may be on the Voice Disguiser come Monday morning.
And she may be sending her picture in for our MILF madness.
Melissa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Perhaps a year ago, I sent a text message to my friend Lindsay by mistake. She had been getting on my nerves all week long, just ranting and raving, going crazy, being obnoxious, just totally getting on my nerves. I meant to send that text message to my boyfriend. I sent it straight to her. She questioned it. I completely lied, told her that it was one of my cousins that was staying with me for the week.
So you never listed her by name. It was just sort of a, she's driving me absolutely crazy today.
No, I definitely said Lindsay's driving me absolutely crazy, but I made her believe that it was my cousin.
You made up a cousin named Lindsay.
I don't have a cousin named Lindsay.
And you have to remember that for as long as you're friends, because how jacked up is it? How's your cousin Lindsay?
Who? All right. Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I had texted my cousin Jamie. You know how you get those texts that are forwarded all the time, and they're really raunchy and nasty? Well, I had been sending her these texts for like the past month, and 2 days ago I got a phone call from somebody named Jamie saying, I don't know who you are, but these texts are absolutely hilarious. Come to find out, it was a business associate.
Oh, no.
And she went on to just tell me about all of the texts I've been sending her, because I'm like, I don't know you. I didn't send you anything. And she just, oh, yeah, you sent me the one about Miss Pac-Man and, you know, how, you know, she swallows for 25 minutes.
Good morning, Ashley. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, guys. Sent a text message to my boss when it was supposed to go to my boyfriend, and I had just started working like a week. A good little come home, can't wait to see you, want you to kiss me, blah, blah, blah. And got one back saying, are you sure you sent this to the right person? See you Monday morning.
Oh God.
Little awkward Monday morning.
Yeah, these are starting to heat up now. Chris, go ahead. You're on Q100.
I'm a chef. Okay. I was at work Friday night, and me and a guy that were working in the kitchen together were texting each other back and forth, and we were talking just the most horrible trash about a guy that was working in between us. I mean, and this is my boss, like the main guy.
Oh.
And we're in the middle of sending these texts back and forth, and my boss leans over and taps me on his shoulder and turns around and goes, "Did you mean to send this to me?"
Uh-oh.
And I turn around and went, "Oh, my God, man. Like, no, I meant to send that to blah, blah, blah." I ended up spieling for about 3 or 4 minutes and got away with it, but I was on the edge of getting in a lot of trouble.
These are turning from text into pictures now.
Oh.
And this is when the whole... Yeah. Hey, Hope, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yeah, my sister, I have a twin sister, and she sent me a picture of herself when she was supposed to be sending it to her husband.
Mm. Oopsie.
It was a naked picture of herself?
Yeah.
My eyes!
I can't see!
My eyes!
At least she sent it sister to sister, not sister to brother, because that would traumatize
her.
Imagine if your phone beeps, Jen, and you open it up, and it's a naked picture of your brother.
No.
With a note that says, like, "This is waiting for you."
No!
Come and get it.
No!
Come and get it.
Stop.
I'm going to vomit.
Hey, Tiffany, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are y'all doing?
Okay.
Good. All right.
Sick. I have a cousin who has a wife named Nina, and I had been with this guy for about 3 months, and I had taken a naked picture of him. Well, in my phone, I have Nina, then I have my grandmother, which is Nana. Well, I text the picture to my Nana.
She's
like, and she's like, "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You need to go pray right now."
But you know what?
I'm so embarrassed. I still can't even hardly talk to her about it.
I know, but the thing is, she kept those pictures.
You know she
Come
did.
Come on. She kept those pictures.
Now, what were you doing sending the naked picture of the boyfriend to another friend?
Because I wanted her to see how big he was.
Well,
hold on. Wow. Want to do this?
Well, that's going to guarantee.
On. And hold it's a whole on. New topic.
Wait, yes.
We might have to.
This is going to take us into a totally different direction. And let's try to be as PC as we can.
That
are women
she's...
sharing their pictures of their naked men with other women?
That I've never done it.
That means you're definitely
Jen's
not
guilty.
Hobby.
I've never shared it. I don't even have a camera phone. But I have seen them.
Yeah.
So girlfriends of yours will show you pictures of their boyfriends naked?
Well, not so much if, let's say this guy was hung like a horse, so, I mean, you had to show it off.
You're bragging more than anything else.
Isn't
yeah.
it true that it,
yeah.
that you're definitely not going to marry the guy? Like, if the guy's
no,
not going
to... he's long gone.
I got questions now. I've got questions about that are going to really scare guys. Let
Jen doesn't have a camera phone, but she's actually done a pencil sketch.
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.